program. Murray Geller will join us in the next half hour. Psychic Lisa Lano. Lisa Lano joins us in a few minutes on Good Day as we all get caught up. We all are Jennifer, Roberta, Kenny, Rich. I think he's going to wander around. He's wandering around there someplace. So at any rate, if he joins us, fine. If he doesn't, who needs him? Right? We don't need him.
I like that you said we all.
We don't need his stinking thoughts.
Yes, we do.
Kenny's here. Let's see if we can do a little more updating on the shutdown. This is good news. No. Not. About 3.5 million veterans will not receive disability compensation if the shutdown continues. Veterans Affairs Secretary says 315,000 veterans, 202,000 surviving spouses, and dependents will see pension payments stopped. One of the consequences, the dire consequences of a long-term shutdown would be that if there are 1,400 checks a day that go out, and there are only, 17% of the government that's not there, they can't figure out how to send these checks out. It's probably all automated anyway, right?
Probably.
These people are disgusting. Here's another thing that make you disgust, Ed. The House and Senate gyms are open during the government shutdown, but lawmakers are complaining because they don't have clean towels.
Well, I'm very upset about that. Boo-hoo, right?
Yeah.
Clean towels?
House members say they need access to the gym to blow off steam.
Yeah.
And even
we
if they
need
have
access
to
the gym to blow off
towels. This is a stressful job, says Representative Don Young of Alaska. Been in Congress since 1973. Sir, you need to get out. That's what I would say. Those of you
years?
Listening in Congress for 40 years, you need to get out. You are the problem. And all your constituents keep voting for you in Alaska. And we have four stations in Alaska. I hope somebody hears me. He's the only congressman probably for the state of Alaska, right? They got two senators and one congressman, kind of like Vermont, some of the other states that don't have high population. Rhode Island, I think, is the same. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you are the problem, sir. Get out. Boston, local legislator, proposed a bill that would punish police officers for swearing or using racial slurs while dealing with the public. Really? That's acceptable at this point in time? You dirty, you know what? You can just imagine some of this conversation, right? You can just hear some of the conversation between some of these police officers that are not well-trained and not very smart. And so under this bill, it seems strange that there'd have to be a bill. Why isn't there a rule? Officers could lose their jobs under this proposal. There apparently has been a lot of trouble in various cities, Boston, Worcester, Springfield, where there is highly charged racial activity. So there you go. If you're a police officer, what do you think of that? 888-302-3684. A poor acorn crop blamed on excessive rain led to more bear sightings in North Carolina. Why are you laughing? It's a big story for the people in North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, if they're wandering around.
Well,
there's no acorns, and now there's a lot of bears.
Yeah.
And very unhappy squirrels.
Yeah. The State Wildlife Resources Commission says bears are migrating because some of the acorn crop that they need for the winter to hibernate is in areas that are close to residential areas. So people in Asheville, for example, seeing lots of bears wandering around. How about you go down the main street in Asheville and you see a bear wandering around? What are you going to
do? That would be scary.
Huh?
That would be scary.
That would talk stuff.
Do you know who used to really be into acorns?
I know, I didn't, Jennifer.
Piglet from Welcome to Pooh Corner used to love acorns.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's awfully good to know. I don't know why I didn't know that. Why it wasn't on the top of my headline list here.
Oh, neither.
All right, Framingham, Massachusetts, the home of the Duggar and Eastley Farm. High school student arrested after selling brownies with marijuana to other students in the high school cafeteria yesterday.
What's wrong with that?
That's the headline news, the local news.
What would happen if you gave it to the cows?
What, marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
They'd get silly, like they do when they have corn. They just
yeah, they kind of booze it up as it is.
Yeah.
They get,
yeah.
I mean, all that
mash.
Feed they get is alcohol.
Yeah, a lot of alcohol. That makes it.
Have you ever smelled it? It, like, burns your eyes.
Oh,
of course you have.
Great to smell.
Yeah.
smell of cow manure and silage together. What a great smell.
I wonder why you can't get a date.
What do you mean? Excuse me?
Doug just had a fantastic date last night. What are you talking about?
I had a fig, not a date. But good try. Close. All right, so Lisa needs to rescue us from all of this silly stuff, and she's going to. Right? You ready for that, Kenny? Lisa Lano up first and Uri Geller later on. This is the Psychic Hour on a Good Day. If you have bags under your eyes, Roberta, are you using the new GenuCell stem cell?
Yes,
got that, right?
Wonderful stuff. Thank
How
you.
How so?
Yes.
What is it doing for you?
It just, you
hasn't
feel
changed
like
your disposition.
You put it on,
yeah?
As soon as you put it on, you feel that it begins to, just tighten things up.
You can feel it.
You can actually feel it working immediately. It's astounding.
Yeah. It is astounding. GenuCell.
I want more. Send me more.
Of course you do. So you can use it under your armpits for deodorant. Great.
Exactly.
Get rid of the wrinkles there,
too. And the rest of my body to firm it up.
Yep. GenuCell, I thought you were going to the gym to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to bathe in GenuCell.
I see. Okay. GenuCell stem cell
whole
therapy.
Tub of it.
Yeah. The product targets...
Can you imagine how good you'd look?
Am I upset that she's involved in this now? Can you write? If you put this in the bathtub? I probably should just give people a phone number. Yeah. Here's the number to call. You want your whole body to look better, not just under your eyes? Call 800-543-9262. The good thing about this is that people are going to remember the product from you talking about it. So that's good. The general idea is to put it under your eyes, get rid of the puffiness. But, hey, listen, you want to get 1,000 tubes of it and jump in the tub with it? Great. GenuCell works in 12 hours. Dramatic results in 2 weeks. 800-543-9262. GenuCell uses patented plant stem cell technology to improve the brilliant results of putting this stuff under there and watching the puffiness of the bags go away. That's what it is. It's stuff. Men use it. Women use it. It's called GenuCell. 800-543-9262. And if you call right away, you'll get a jar of Esotique face cream to go along with it. Two for the price of one. Take care of your skin well. 800-543-9262.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18+. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery, tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
Mm, that is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take responsibly.
All right, it's 17 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Psychic Lisa Lano, web address lisamlano2n's.com is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta and Jennifer and Ken and me. The moral dilemma that some people have about seeing a psychic. Oftentimes you hear from people who say they don't believe in these things because they are matters of the occult. Well, that's what you might hear in some churches, but as soon as the people get out of church, they get on their phones, they call their psychic. So, right? I mean, am I right or not?
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. People don't want to admit to going to a psychic, want to admit to knowing a psychic or listening to him because it's against the laws of God, which is, of course, complete nonsense because that's where all of this stuff comes from, right?
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. Yep.
Well, then
you're
don't let me.
Right.
You keep going. I'll stop talking because I don't want to take the words out of your mouth.
No, you're right. You're right. It's a gift. And the thing that everybody doesn't understand, or a lot of people don't, everybody's psychic to a point. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime you get that gut intuition, I should have done this or I shouldn't have done that, you know, you're using your sixth sense. So we all, it's a God-given sense that we all have. It's just that some people excel in it.
And well, is a perfect example. Here's the example that I would come up with that sort of makes your point. The essence of thinking as you act. I'm driving out of Boston yesterday afternoon, and I come to a fork in the road. And I know, I said to myself, okay, I'm going to go to the right. But yet, I don't. I keep going straight ahead, and I get involved in a traffic jam, and it took me probably 15 minutes longer to get back to the office that I needed to go to rather than having taken the right and gone down the back road or the secondary road. And I have the same feeling, by the way, all the time when I'm using the 405 going over the hill, Jennifer. Instead of staying on the 405 and getting stuck in all the traffic, you go up Sepulveda, and most of the time you can get there twice as fast. But yet people like sheep, they stay in that line. Well, that's where most of the traffic is. Well, duh, that's why you don't want to go there, because that's where the most traffic is.
So that's your sixth sense popping in, and you know everybody's got it. Whether you're an architect or a radio host or a farmer or a clergy person, it doesn't matter. You know, we all have it.
I want you to tell me the truth, Lisa. Do you have any clients who are clergymen? Men of the cloth.
I have. And most people are not trying to hide it. What I do have a lot of are devout Catholic followers, and they're you know very much into their religion, and have said, well, you know, I this is supposed to be against the church, and I said, you know, I'm not doing anything weird. I have had people say, I will ask somebody if I know that they're very religious.
But I don't understand. Maybe we ought to talk about this. I never understood why it was against the laws or the rules of the church. It always, that seemed kind of crazy to me. Let's explore that in a moment. We're talking with Lisa M. Lano. That's her website, web address, lisamlano.com, on the Good Day program, Psychic Matters, 21 after the hour.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Trash. Other people say this is a connection to the real world, although it doesn't seem like the real world to many people. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's a story that sort of has psychic overtones to it. Lisa Lano is here. LisaMLano.com, L-A-N-N-O. Donald Eugene Miller walked out of the probate court this week as legally dead as ever. The court ruled that Miller was legally dead 8 years after he disappeared from his home. The same judge in the case then was the judge in the case on Monday of this week. Miller is still dead in the eyes of the law. Miller's request for a reversal came after the 3-year legal limit for changing a death ruling. Miller now lives in Fostoria, Ohio. He was very soft-spoken in court, offered not much in the way of information about his past. He said he was an alcoholic, was unsure what he would do after he lost his job, lost his paycheck. He had nothing left, so he just went away. He took off, ended up in different places, hadn't worked a lot of jobs. In 1990, figured it was over for him, so he just walked around the country. And so his parents had him legally declared dead, and so he came back to Ohio, and he's trying to figure out what's going on. The judge says, you know, you're welcome to start your life again, or whatever is left of it, but the court will not reverse its death ruling. So what he wants is Social Security, and he can't get it if he's dead. So, I mean, just imagine, there are all kinds of ramifications to that story. One of them, sort of, if you twist it and turn it around enough, Lisa, has to do with coming back from the dead. This guy literally has done it. But, you know, there are a lot of people who say, Richie actually had this story with one of his friends who was in an accident and was dead for, what, an hour, Richie?
It
was
two and a half
swimming.
Hours.
He was swimming, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he came back. And all kinds of stories to tell of what it was like on the other side.
Yeah, near-death experience.
Yeah. Well, maybe in this case, a real death experience.
A real death, yeah. Well, that's what they call them. They call them near-death because you do come back, technically.
Yeah. Right, okay, yeah. So you're not really dead unless you stay dead.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you can be taken to the other side in your dreams. A lot of times you get that feeling that you're flying or that you're with grandma and it's, like, extremely beautiful. You're flying over a beautiful place. They can take you with them and bring you back. I mean, it happens. Sounds weird, but many of us have had those dreams where the grass is greener and the flowers are brighter and you wonder, where am I? And it's just, it's so beautiful. And it's just their way of saying, I'm okay. I'm okay. Look where I am. It's beautiful here. And then they just drop you back off and see you when it's time.
We were talking about the church not approving of what you do, and yet you have not only parishioners who come to you, but clergy who come to you.
Yeah.
And so how do you deal with all that, or how do they deal with it, or what do they tell you?
Well, I tell people, first of all, that I'm not trying to change them. This is how I believe. you believe the way you want. I'm not, you know, discounting anything they want to believe. But a lot of the things that you pick out a scripture, I studied the Bible, and a lot of things that when you pick out a scripture, you can get the history that goes along with it, like the origin of hell, for instance, which would take a while to get into, but that's right there. It's all there in the Bible. So, I'm sorry, it was all written by humans. I'm not saying that they shouldn't believe.
Yeah, it's the human factor here that is important to understand and recognize, because the words, if you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, see that they were all written several hundred years apart from each other, and it was all hearsay and nothing really written down. They wrote it down, and then they reinterpret it. The next guy looks at the story and uses different words. That's really what we're talking about, is human interpretation of stories. You don't know whether these stories are real or not. So if it's in the Bible, so what? That doesn't mean anything other than they're in the Bible.
And Constantine did a lot, too. He did a lot. There were 50 books, and he only allowed 4 of them in. So, and again, I'm not bashing religion. I'm certainly not bashing religion or the Bible, not at all. But, and I think that a lot of times what the church thinks in, it, maybe they're trying to protect people from getting ripped off or from being frightened and told you have a curse and this and that. But then again, what do some churches do? Not all.
Yeah, and that's a ruse. They say they're protecting you. They just don't want somebody else to control you because they're more interested in you controlling and rather in them
false
controlling
prophets.
You. Yeah. The beware the false prophets.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
All right. Lisa Lano's web address is lisamlano.com. She is fascinating and a great one-on-one companion. If you're looking for answers for things, whether it's romance or your health or jobs, that stuff, it's good and fair. And by the way, you always need a counselor to help you through things. So why not try somebody like Lisa? LisaMLano.com. Lisa Lano here on the Good Day program. Uri comes up in a few minutes. Uri Geller on Good Day, 29 after the hour.
Get it started.
My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Good day program. Rich McFadden at the Pros in our studio in Washington, along with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. That means everybody is here. Let's have a round of applause for the whole Good Day gang, the Good Day family.
Yay.
Information, enlightenment, provocation. I'm a provocateur, therefore we can have provocation. Word. Thank you. The city council in Spokane, Washington, wants to stop people abusing the 911 emergency system. The council outlawed dialing 911 for anything other than to report a situation that requires prompt service to protect human life.
How are they abusing it?
Oh, you name it. Any kind of, there are all kinds of, as a matter of fact, I would love to one day, and we maybe could make a bit out of this, Richie, go find his audio everywhere of stupid 911 calls.
Remember the guy a few months ago where his French fries were cooked poorly at McDonald's and he called 911?
Yeah, right.
You know, the important stuff.
Right.
All right, speaking of French fries, stand-up comedians have been joking that some things, like the components of what are called chicken nuggets, are better left
stories
to your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers have found out why. They examined nuggets and found that 50% of the nuggets were chicken muscle tissue. Ground up. That's not what you think of when you think of chicken, though, is it? You think of the breast.
Isn't all meat muscle tissue?
Yes, but only 20% is muscle tissue.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The nuggets come from two fast food chains. One of them begins with an M and the other one begins with a K. You want to figure it out from there?
K.
KFC.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, you also be happy to know that fat and blood vessels and nerves are nuggets as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Okay. Cartilage.
Pieces of mouse and rat and
bone. Oh, yeah. Right, exactly.
Well, that's in your peanuts.
This is lean protein. That's what it is. It's lean protein. That's according to Dr. Richard D'Souza, University of Mississippi.
It reminds me of back when, what was it, the pink
Yeah, pink slime.
Pink slime.
Pink slime, yeah.
They're like, it's just the bone marrow muscle. It's no big deal.
It's breakfast.
Uh-huh. No, it's not. This is lunch.
This is lunch.
Uh-huh. By the way, chicken byproducts are really high in calories and salt, sugar, fat. So if you go in to choose, and by the way, these are all marketed to children. Right? Pretty much the ads that you see for McNuggets or the nuggets that are in KFC, they call them K-Nuggets instead of McNuggets, right? What do they call them?
Don't know.
What do they call
chicken
them?
Chicken Nuggets, I think.
McNuggets, right?
At McDonald's, yes.
Yeah. And so they could be K-Nuggets at Chicken McNuggets. Well, that's why, you know.
Nuggets.
If you go to Snopes, Richie, I know you always like to do that, and find out the truth behind the truth, the truth behind the story of whether or not really, 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 really McNuggets, or the reason that they don't use KFC anymore is because it's not really fried chicken. It's not,
it's not really chicken.
It's this stuff. Mm. It's garbage ground up. And the meat, you know, the old. How many of you remember a grinder that your mother used to have put it on the kitchen table, and she put all of the leftover meat in there and grind it all up, make burgers out of it? Anybody besides me?
Why are we talking about this right now, really?
Well, no, it's actually, it's
so
Louis talked about this, our resident chef.
Yes, he has a meat grinder. He's a big fan.
Having your own grinder. And when we go to buy ground beef for, like, burgers and stuff, we go to the little Spanish market that my wife and mother-in-law like to shop at, and they grind it right there in front of us. So there's no, what is this mystery meat? You know, it's, we see, okay,
we used to have school lunches, they had on Thursdays mystery meat. That was what they called.
They did not say that.
Yes, they called. That's absolutely what they called. Friday was fish. On Thursday it was mystery meat.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say fish. That's just about as
no. Fish is Friday. Mystery meat was Thursday. Thursday was mystery meat.
I call foul. Right. I don't believe they marketed it to you,
I'm
even a kid, as mystery meat.
That they did. Yep, they did. And
no.
Yep.
No.
I'm a jumper on this one. I think you and the boys were having a good time. Yep. And that's just how it's stamped in your memory.
I think people called it that as a joke, and you thought it was real.
No.
I think.
You're never one to take a hook in your mouth, are you? You would never have the sheets pulled over your eyes like that, would you?
Why are you?
Nobody could ever get one over on me.
Nobody could ever
get
one over on me.
Nah, you're way too slick for that.
No one except everyone.
Right.
Like Richie says, you're much too slick for that.
Yeah.
Slick Stefan, they used to call me.
You are slick.
I am smooth and slick.
Yep.
That's me, smooth and slick. They all call me Richie.
Let me ask you this. You ever buy something from a guy out of the trunk of his car?
I have bought a few things in New York from the back of a car. Yeah.
And when you took that television out and you opened it up in the box, and were there any electronics inside that television, or were there bricks?
Actually, I didn't buy any televisions. I bought other smaller things.
Okay.
Watches, for example.
And you got had, right?
Well, they work for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And then I bring them to Uri, and he makes them work again. That's how it works. Speaking of Uri, Uri joins us in a moment. Uri Geller here on Good Day.
Let's get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambryn Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambryn Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-220-9269. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call Ambryn right now, 1-800-220-9269. That's 1-800-220-9269. 1-800-220-9269.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police, until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Life is a wild ride. But even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
All right, let's make it, shall we make it 18 for the hour? Why not? 18 for the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Uri Geller joins us from his home in England. Even, 30 seconds for what?
Is everything okay?
Uri's finishing brushing his teeth.
Really?
He wants to be fresh for this appearance.
Fresh.
Thank goodness.
Perfect.
At least somebody is.
All right, so, Rich, you want your horoscope for today?
Oh, sure. Okay.
All right, let me see.
I don't believe much, but bring it on.
What do you mean? Why? There's a lot of stuff that you can get out of your horoscope.
You know, usually when you go to the ones in the paper, it's like, evergreen.
This is a psychic. It's the perfect time to think about enjoying some kind of romantic adventure. But you could be a little short on money at the moment. Your positive attitude should make you quite appealing to others. You're bound to find the spotlight. No, this is for Richie. No, mine is not. I haven't actually looked at mine yet. However, I can. So what does that say to you, Richie? Anything?
It says to take my wife on a date, but go cheap.
Mine says Roberta.
Which means she's going to be upset with me and dump me.
Probably.
Like the dead one did me.
A little charm will really go a long way today, so make an effort to win people over while you can. You'll be a lot more persuasive than you think. You should also take advantage of the opportunity to take a fresh financial start. Just try not to get too carried away.
Is this you?
And end up spending too much on a loved one right now.
That's funny.
Me, yeah. Please.
All right, so where's Uri?
Really?
I'm here.
Hi.
You read your
I'm with you. With you.
All right, so Uri and I, where's that picture, Kenny, you posted of Uri and me on Facebook? That's still there?
On Facebook.
All right. Did you see that, Uri, the picture of you and me?
Of course I did.
On Facebook. All right, so we had one of the nicest reunions, and it was over a great... This is just personal yak for a couple of minutes with Uri, because I was so enthused. He and I both were genuinely enthused to see each other, as were all the members of the Geller family. And I got the biggest hug from Daniel, who is Uri's son, who is an absolute character. I actually did tell the story on Monday about Daniel letting all the secrets out of the bag. How much of this is... Uri's daughter, Natalie, got married to a really nice, cool guy. And Uri is the father of the bride, and the other gentleman, the father of the groom, both presented. But of course, Uri, because he's a showman, sort of captured the attention of lots of the people who were there, and he had to bend a spoon, of course. This guy's brother is named Uri as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. And he told his story that when he was a teenager going to school in New York, they actually called him Uri Geller and wanted him to bend the spoon.
Yeah. So little did he know. And actually, there's a stranger. You talk about synchronicity. This was maybe one of the most fascinating things. You talk about good stories.
Mm-hmm.
Uri's wife and his brother-in-law grew up next door to the father of, or the grandfather of the groom. Is that right?
That's right. Exactly so. The father, actually, because the father of the groom and his brother, they built a house, and the house was next door to Hannah's, who is my wife, and Shippy, my brother-in-law's father. They were across the fence. I mean, just think of that unbelievable synchronicity, because, you know, they're, Tel Aviv is it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big city, international city. So who would have thought that people, and then you think, what, 30 years later, it all comes to pass. But it was really a wonderful affair. I thought one of the neatest things about it was watching the sunset. I told the story about the sun going down and the star above the huppah. What is the tradition? I asked that question. I didn't get an answer. What's the tradition of the huppah?
Well, it's, a huppah is like an open tent. And I always wanted to believe that it's almost like receiving the energies of the universe. Nothing is sealed off. And you can see the sky, you can see the sun, you can see just the universe. There's nothing concealed. And I love that idea. And obviously, lots of huppahs are very elaborate. Some of them are gilded and gold.
But this was done, this was very simple. It was very charming. The families together. It was a really sweet, small wedding on the beach in Malibu. And as I was sitting there watching the sky change, the star, it was almost like the Star of David, was right over the huppah. And there was another star in the sky. One star. Did
amazing.
You notice that?
I found that quite amazing.
Yeah.
And I asked people around, you know, the waiters and people who live there, and they said, no, it's very unusual. They you see stars, but just for one lone star, and a big one, to shine, I thought that was wow.
Yeah.
But it was so fantastic having you there, Doug. You know?
Well, it was neat being with you, and I've let this go too long. So it's birthday. I used to, as a tradition, come over for Uri's birthday in December. I haven't done that for too many years, so I'm going to get back to doing that. Because it really, but you know what's funny? Shippy and I were talking about this. It's like we never missed a beat. It like we got into conversations. You looked at me and I looked at you, and it was like we picked up a conversation that we had last week, last month, last year. It was like if we hadn't been separated physically because we are connected, but it's just interesting because we're all part of a family, and that's what made it, I think, a little bit more.
Yeah, and there was so much happiness. And
it's great.
A lot of people are totally alone and isolated, and it's easy to feel isolated in personal, for instance, sadness, because we all have ups and downs in our lives.
Yeah.
But, remember, no story is new, and all mankind is linked by shared experience. And what we had there was a shared experience of love and positive energy.
I thought all mankind was linked by Facebook.
That's
that
true,
may be.
Too.
Yeah, you can see that. So anyway, I wanted you, there's some pictures, Uri's website's loaded with them if you want to check them out. Uri Geller here. Check out urigeller.com, URIGELLER. Uri's here as a constant fixture on Good Day.
And love you.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police, until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Lauren Eckstein, the host of the Pet Show and a visitor here every week at this time, had an operation yesterday in Los Angeles. And he said in an email he just sent to me, "I don't think it's serious. I sure hope not." So that doesn't tell me what the prognosis is. Just says,
no.
Nothing. Don't worry about it. All right. So I'm not going to worry about it. Warren, I don't think Warren's ever missed. I can't remember Warren. I can remember some of the other people that do our How to Heaven segments, helping you live your life better. That's one of the hallmarks of the Good Day program. I don't remember Warren ever missing a segment. Do you, Kenny? Jennifer? Michael?
I know. No. He's always here.
Always here.
Holidays.
Yeah.
Every day. He's always here.
He belongs on the Good Day program because we never take holidays off. I can hardly wait till the next one. When's the next holiday?
You're a slave driver, boss.
Next Monday is a holiday, right? The world's worst,
yes,
the most ridiculous, the worst, stupidest holiday in the history of mankind.
No one really gets it off.
Schools are closed in New York.
Yeah, they're closed everywhere.
Thanksgiving's are.
They're closed in Boston because the bus drivers are on strike. So they got an early Columbus Day weekend. All right, say hi to our friends in Richmond, everybody. Now we're going to say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I want to say hi to the people in Buffalo.
Hi, Buffalo. I'd like to shuffle off to you.
Rochester.
Roger. Too much snow up there.
Uh-huh. Greenville. Our new friends in Greenville. Hi, Greenville.
South Carolina?
Yeah, there's Greenville, South Carolina, Greenville, Tennessee, Greenville, Mississippi.
Which Greenville
is it?
All of them. Let's just say hi to everyone.
Hello, Greenville.
Hello.
Hello, Greenville.
Birmingham. All right. All right, Doug on the radio with Jennifer, Roberta, Kenny, and what's the other person's name is here?
Roberta.
Oh, Roberta, right.
Who?
Uh-huh. The supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, blogs every day at the Doug Steffen Good Day website. Today, he has information about the benefits of breakfast. As the supermarket guru, he can explain to you on his website, supermarketguru.com, when you go into the grocery store, whether you go into the regular aisle and you see all the sugar-coated cereals, or you go into the sort of whole foods aisles, where you see Kashi and all of these other cereals that are sweetened with honey and natural substances, or they aren't sweetened at all. They're pretty good. I have them every day. Sometimes I cheat, though, and I mix the two of them together. And is that cheating?
Why is that cheating?
Because you're still getting sugar. If you're like frosted flakes and you know, shredded wheat.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It.
Well, I don't put those together. I put the same substances together. Like I might put Chex together with oat squares, that kind of stuff.
It's kind of like what you do to soup.
Yeah.
It's Doug's style of cooking. He
right,
likes to
exactly.
mix things up.
Whatever
you have, throw it in the pot, mix it up, and eat it.
It's like the show.
So in honor of our discussion of food.
It's like Iron Chef Doug style.
What kind of pictures do you post on Instagram was our question yesterday at DougStephan.com. And the only reason I bring it up now is because there are a lot of people who posted food. They like to post pictures of food on Instagram.
I'm kind
of
over the food.
Are we doing Instagram, Kenny? What are we doing with Instagram?
Instagram is something you have to do with your phone.
Ah.
I can't put it on my phone for you.
Really?
Well, you could.
You would have to.
Right.
I could.
Give you
I
a phone that had my number on it, right? Could do that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to take any pictures of the farm or
unless
anything
you like. Hire Ken to travel like on your shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The poll today at DougStephan.com, how often do you skip breakfast? A, almost every day. B, a couple times a week. C, once in a while. D, I never skip breakfast. That would be my answer. Roberta, you eat breakfast because you're annoyed every day by eating it on
the
air.
I certainly do, and I like to bang my spoon against the bowl.
Kenny, what about you? You have breakfast every day?
I miss a couple times a week, but I'm getting better at it.
All right. Jennifer, what about you?
Yeah, almost every day. I mean, every once in a while, but almost every day.
All right, so if you would like to help us understand your breakfast habits, then you can fill out the poll at DougStephan.com. That would be a very cool thing. Yesterday, this business about Instagram became the focus of pictures. Where do you put your pictures, and what kind of pictures do you like to put up? 28% said I post all kinds of things. Let's see, 17% of you said travel photos. 16% my children. 13% I don't post pictures online. 12% selfies. Is that when you hold the camera up to yourself in front of the mirror?
Yep. Not in front of the mirror.
Selfies.
That's creepy, guys.
You just
turn the camera around.
Oh.
So in front of the mirror yourself. Makes you look like you're doing a bad dating profile picture.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So they used to put on Craigslist.
Like you
personals.
Go Geraldo style with the camera.
No. That's not good.
Bad idea, Geraldo. Don't do it.
Is anybody listening to Geraldo?
He is.
I was reading some of one of the trades the other day about how wonderfully well he's doing, and I don't hear anybody talking about him. I don't hear anybody.
He's out in Los Angeles. He does all
he's
right.
He's on KBC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's on a lot of those Cumulus stations, but I don't know that he's doing anything that's significant. He's kind of a one-note samba, isn't he?
I wouldn't say that.
You don't think so?
Maybe two.
Two, okay. Thank you very much, Jennifer. All right, so it's 59 past the hour. We have now spent another hour together of quality time here on Good Day. Aren't you happy about that?
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.